Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of our top enemies. A villain.
Maybe the top.
A nemesis. Maybe the top. And now he's got a championship to go along with all the trash talk from WIP in Philadelphia. That radio station will crosstalk with tomorrow. Those fools who allowed that lesser known, in living in the shadows, Kelce brother to run his mouth yesterday, talking about the Cowboys organization on the buyersafety.com hotline is Howard Eskin. On the home of America's team. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning. This is that Philly troll.
Yes.
Wow, that's right. Wow, that's aggressive.
Hey, let me tell you something. Everything that comes out of Philadelphia is the truth. Absolutely the truth, unlike what comes out of Dallas.
Howard, be honest. How many times have you thought about moving out of there? What's the closest you came to getting out of that city?
Well, I don't live in the city. I live in the suburbs, but I like the area.
Oh, so you already got out.
Yeah.
So I never got out. You know, I was raised in Philadelphia, but I've been out of this. I'm 20 minutes from the airport, so I'm still in Philadelphia. All right? But I would not, absolutely, it wouldn't even be a dying wish to move to the Dallas area.
Why not? What's wrong with the city? What's wrong with the Metroplex?
It's 80 degrees in the wintertime. Yeah. Come on now.
Best looking people.
Yeah, but it's a bunch of frauds out there. I mean, it's just, they still believe, don't tell me you still believe in the Cowboys. Please tell me you don't believe.
They're going 11-5. What are you talking about? I still believe.
Okay. All right. We'll see. As long as Jerry Jones is running that team and Dak Prescott is the quarterback, the Cowboys will never, N-E-V-E-R, get to a Super Bowl. Just get there. Never.
You forgot about Jason Garrett as the coach, too.
Yeah. Jason Garrett won't even be there next year, so what's the difference?
He might be. He might be. He's in the will.
Hey, you know what? Actually, that's part of the problem. Jason Garrett is a wonderful person, really good guy, but he's not a head coach. Here's what I wish on you guys. I wish that James Franklin, they're going to catch up to him at Penn State, comes here because he's such a con artist, and he would be perfect under Jerry Jones. He would be perfect under Jerry Jones to be the new head coach.
Is James Franklin a con artist?
First of all, he's a horrible coach. You listen to him after the games. I'm in an area where Penn State is obviously big, and he is a terrible coach. He will never win. He's a great recruiter, but in the NFL, it doesn't matter. But he can't coach, and he's a BSer. To the nth degree. It is unbelievable. He'd be perfect for Jerry Jones. Perfect. So I wish that on you guys. If Jason Garrett does not make it into next year, I wish that on you guys. That would be unbelievable. Then you might not, just don't even be in the NFL because you have no chance. No chance.
But Howard, here's my question for you and everyone else in Philly. Why isn't the chip on the shoulder and the little brother syndrome gone now that you finally got your championship and title? Jason Kelce and the rest of you still fall asleep thinking about us. We're not even relevant. We're not going to the postseason. And it's still
really?
You still wake up thinking about us and go to sleep thinking about us. Why? Shouldn't you be above it with your championship finally?
Well, here's where you're wrong. We don't think about you until the game comes around. Because the Cowboys are irrelevant in the world of competition for the NFC East. Irrelevant. You got a one-year wonder at quarterback. I'd never get there with him. He's a total fraud. He had 1 year, and then everybody thinks he's great. You can't win without a quarterback. I mean, that is – it's obvious in the NFL. I don't worry about the Cowboys, not anymore, because they're irrelevant in the grand scheme of things on where you have to go to achieve – playoffs and go far. The Cowboys don't even stand in anybody's way. So I don't really care about them. So when you get to Cowboy Week and you're asked about it, and Cowboy fans, I don't know about the people that actually live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I can't talk about them, because if they're Cowboys fans, that's great, because they grew up with them, I would assume, and they're around them all the time. But when you get these frauds from around the country, and we have them in the Philadelphia area, they're cockroaches. Because what cockroaches do is when the sun's out, they go in the muck and grime. But when things get good, they come back up. They go in the muck and grime, and they hide when things are bad. And then when things are good, here they come again. So right now, the Cowboys fans in our area, the cockroaches that they are in the muck and grime because the Cowboys suck. And that's why I don't worry about the Cowboys. It's a game on the schedule. It's a Sunday night game, and obviously I'll be working it. And that's what I think about the next game. I'm thinking more about the New Orleans Saints. Now, the players can. The Saints are the following game, and they are the Rams are the best team in the NFC. So that's what I'm thinking. The Cowboys are just a game on the schedule. Come on, please.
Howard, I thought the Cowboy fans that lived in Philadelphia were cockroaches because they lived in Philadelphia. You're saying it's something different than that.
Yeah, because okay. The Cowboys fans.
All right.
And they hide like a cockroach when things are bad, and then when things get good, oh, here they come. Where were you all those years? They're going to be hiding for a lot of years.
We still,
so that's the way I look at
still,
the Cowboys.
This is why Jason Kelsey's so stupid. We still lead the league in attendance. We still lead the league in ratings and merchandise. The Cowboy fans are not bandwagon. They're gluttons for punishment. They're too dedicated. They're too dedicated to the team and to the brand. So, you know, you can say what you want about all that stuff, but the fair weather, come on, man. One playoff win in 20 years, they can't be fair weather.
Well, they lead in attendance because of that monstrosity of a stadium. Because they have more seats than the other.
Well, you don't have to show up. Yeah. You don't have to go.
I mean, you guys didn't have to build a 40,000-seat stadium. You could have built a bigger one.
What else are you going to do in Dallas?
I don't know.
What are you guys going to do, drive to Atlantic City?
Yeah.
We're only an hour and a half from New York. We're a little over two hours from Washington. We're close to everything.
Man, I can't
You're
wait to go to D.C.
You're
can't
close
wait
to nothing.
Howard, how do you expect this game to go? Has Doug Peterson stopped being bitter and sniping at you guys for asking legitimate questions? I don't know why
stupid
he's all
questions.
Butthurt, too. Oh, you defend Doug Peterson?
Well, yeah, because they're stupid questions. Here's what was going on for weeks. This was going on. The run-pass ratio has got to be close to 50-50. Well, if you look around the NFL, there's only one team that's close to 50-50, and that's Seattle, and that's it. The rest of the teams are pretty much the average is 60% to 40%. So they harped on that because they're living in the era of the leather helmets, and those days are over. You can't run the football to win, and that's a problem the Cowboys have. You need a quarterback to pass and score points. So it was a constant question. I forget what the question was when he started sniping it, but it was over and over, and they all think they're experts, and none of us are as smart. Even in your case, you're not as smart as Jason Garrett, and that's you kind of lower the level and the standard there. But we're not as smart as the coaches. All right, we're not as smart as the coaches, and that's why when they ask the same questions, like they know what's going on, that's a problem. And some of them do have a very good knowledge of it, and a lot of them don't. So that's why if he snipes, that's fine. I have no problem with that. It's just as long as the team wins, and that's what it comes down to. All these people that killed Doug Peterson last year, and all they did was he was the coach of the year. All they did was win the Super Bowl. So
well, you got a little
regardless
lucky.
Of how that happened.
Yeah. The reason you guys won, besides your stupid little play that, you know, we have to hear nonstop about.
Illegal formation, by the way.
Is because you got
– It was not illegal because when the player – and you guys – see, that's what's wrong with you guys. You just throw out fake news. When the wide receiver looks over to the official and the official tells him it's okay, and that's what the case was. He looked at the official and the official says, yes, you're okay. Then it's not an illegal formation. So stop with all that nonsense.
Howard, you guys got lucky in the red zone against Atlanta. You're lucky that Julio Jones had a brain fart. You're lucky that, and this is why Michael Lombardi was right about your head coach.
Michael Lombardi is an idiot.
Jason Kelce, too. If that MVP Carson Wentz last year didn't bail you guys out of your brilliant offensive mind's third and forever situations, you wouldn't be having, you know, this high chair that you can sit on here today. Mm-hmm. So it was no legit.
Well, that's why he's a good quarterback. And you guys always thought Dak Prescott was going to be better. That's a joke.
Dak's had the same amount of good years as Carson has. Look, Carson still doesn't have a ring.
I never supported Dak like the guy to my right here. I'm not going to pretend to go be a homer like that. He's not a good quarterback. They got to start looking at the future. But I've never heard such a 4-4 confidence out of you. Only you guys in that city could be 4-4 and be talking this much smack.
Because the NFC East sucks.
Well, yeah, but the NFC doesn't.
So do the Eagles.
At what? Where are the Eagles in the NFC? I want you to name the teams above them.
They're the best. Washington is second.
In the NFC, Howard.
Oh, in the NFC.
Yeah.
Well, the Rams and New Orleans are the two best teams, or the New Orleans and the Rams, whichever way you want to look at it.
Okay.
Then after that, I think it's wide open. Who would you say? Minnesota's a good team.
Carolina beat you guys.
Beat Atlanta again this year. So so it doesn't matter. And Julio Jones, by the way, let's look at your facts. Do you know he only had one red zone touchdown the entire year last year? One. And you're getting all excited because he didn't catch a pass. He doesn't catch any passes for touchdowns. So, you know, that's what the problem with Dallas guys. They don't even look at what's going on to understand why that happens. He just doesn't catch touchdown passes in the red zone. All right? So, but I expect it from you guys because you're sitting there, you're homers, you're kissing Jerry Jones' ass, you're kissing Jason Garrett's ass. I mean, Dak Prescott's the best. The domestic violence guy, what's his name? Zeke Elliott.
A legend.
Yeah, that
was Roger Goodell. Howard asking WIP in Philadelphia on 105.3 The Fan. What did you think? I want your opinions on two receiver moves. Amari Cooper trade that we gave up a first-round pick for, and Dez to the Saints. Are you laughing?
I'm laughing because you gave up your future for a player that is a good wide receiver, but he's not going to help the Cowboys this year. It's already over.
He's 24. We got 5 to 10 years of his career.
But she gave up a first-round pick, which is going to be a good pick. That was just flat-out stupid. That was stupid by Jerry Jones. All right, so that's number one. Dez Bryant can't play anymore. But the Saints, he'll be, the third or fourth receiver? So he'll be okay for the Saints. And they gave up nothing. You gave up a first-round pick. I can't wait to see what that first-round pick is next year when the Dallas Cowboys are buried in their record and they give up a really good top 10 to top 12 pick. Oh. That would just be beautiful.
It's going to be pick number 22. That's what it's going to wind up being. We'll make the playoffs. 11-5.
You're going to make the playoffs.
11-5.
I'll tell you what. I'll kiss your ass on the main street in Dallas if the Cowboys make the playoffs.
Well, pucker up. I just shaved it this morning,
Howard,
so it'll be good.
What's going to happen Sunday night, Howard?
What a redundant question. The Eagles are going to win the game because Cowboys haven't won a game on the road for good reason because they do suck. I can't see any way, unless the Eagles commit 5 turnovers, that they lose to this team. Cowboys can't score enough points. Dak Prescott gets – all he has to do, as soon as he drops back, he's confused. He doesn't even have to look out there, and he's confused on what he's looking at. I expect at least 1 to 2 interceptions from Dak Prescott, and that will be the game. How do you not score a point in the second half against Tennessee? Mm. Oh, my gosh, that is brutal. Honestly, there's no way that I can see the Dallas Cowboys winning that game against the Eagles.
All right. Howard, finally, you include him in all of your Cowboy tweets. Do you have any final message for Cole Beasley?
Who, the worm? The worm, Cole Beasley? How pathetic was it that he was the Cowboys' leading receiver? The leading receiver for that team before, and he still, I guess, leads in receptions. Cole Beasley got crushed by me on Twitter because he started fighting with the wrong guy. And with that team trying to, hey, listen, after the Eagles beat, and then he doesn't come to Philadelphia. He bails out on coming to Philadelphia.
Well, he was hurt.
I hurt my ass. And then, you know, in the Dallas game, 45 minutes after the Eagles beat the Cowboys in Dallas last year, I sent out a tweet to acknowledge how I was correct about that one-year wonder Dak Prescott, and he tweets me back. Are you kidding me? 45 minutes after you lose a game. I mean, it's just, it's mind-boggling. This guy ought to just start with his rapper career and move on. Just move on.
We will see you in Atlanta in a few months. Your team won't be there, but we'll see you at
the
Super Bowl.
You'll be a visitor. You'll be a visitor.
We'll both be visitors, Howard. Thank you for the time. Enjoy Sunday night, brother.
See you later.
Howard Eskin, firesafety.com hotline, WIP in Philly.
It actually,
is he the original Bayless?
He is.
Because when I was interning in D.C., he was on the George Michael Sports Machine. Uh-huh. That was like the original sports center. Well before, you know, I didn't know who Skip Bayless was. And Howard Eskin, he'd been doing this for, when I was in college, 99 to 03. Yeah. He'd been doing this for 25 years.
You know, the thing that I hate about most about him is that he sounds like he's insulting you with a smile on his face.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got that Dick Enberg, I'm always talking with a big smile.
Yeah.
And that's annoying because it's, you want to hate it, and it's like, I do hate it, but it's like, he's laughing.
Yeah.
That's the annoying part.
No, my favorite part of that conversation is what you said about Philly people, that where do they go usually to entertain themselves? Didn't you say Atlantic City?
Pretty much. Like a murder capital of the world.
During our interview, I get an email from the program director at WIP because we crosstalk with their morning show tomorrow at 8:20. Make sure you guys have a heads up that the cast and the show will be out of studio tomorrow. They'll be at the Borgata.
It's still standing?
They're going to be at the Borgata Casino.
I thought it was torn down.
Hey, Howard, why does your city suck? Well, we're 2 hours from this.
We're
2 hours from that.
Whoa.
And we're 3 hours from this. Get out of here.
Yeah, who wants to go to Borgata when you can go to the Windstar World Casino and Resort?
40 minutes up the road.
Yeah, 40 minutes. Only 40 minutes
only
for
40,
us.
40, not an hour.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.